Hello，
大家好。
OK，
所以今天早上我想跟大家分享三件事情。
I've got three things on my mind. They're related to how do we serve God and each other as a church.
这三件事就是我想到的，我们应该如何侍奉神，又如何服侍教会。
So point number one.
所以第一点。
We're all so busy.
我们都太忙了。
Work. Family.
我们有家庭。
School.
有学校。
Vacation plans.
有假期。
Church schedules.
有教会。
There are so many things that need to be done.
有太多的事情需要我们来做。
So point number one. How do we prioritize?
所以第一个问题就是我们怎么来给这些事情，优先分级。
Okay, point number two.
第二点。
When we serve, whose strength am I depending on?
我们在服侍的时候，我们是依靠谁的力量？谁的
力量？Mine or God's?
是我自己的，还是神？
And how do I tell the difference?
那我又怎么知道这当中的区别呢？
Okay, and point number three.
第三点。
What if I think I'm strong and capable enough to handle even a difficult situation.
如果我觉得我是一个强有能力的人，我甚至可以靠着自己的能力解决一个很困难的问题的时候。
Must I wait for the Lord?
我应该等候神吗？
Okay, so I'm going to make those points clear as we go.
所以我要在我们今天分享的时候把这三个问题解释清楚。
I'll start with a prayer.
我们开始之前做个祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱天父,
we are so thankful you sent your Holy Spirit to indwell us.
我们如此感恩你把你的圣灵差遣下来住在我们里面。
And he leads us.
他带领我们。
Lord, we pray, open the eyes of our hearts and our minds.
主，我们求你打开我们心里的眼睛。
So that we will hear your clear word to us today.
所以我们能够清楚明白地听见你的话。
We thank you, Lord, for all you have done.
主，我们谢谢你，你为我们所成就的，你一切正在做的工。
And all that you will do here through this church.
而且你将要借着我们教会所做的事。
To you, God, be all the glory.
愿所有的荣耀都归给神。
Amen.
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 Okay, so the Bible has a very good story that tells us God's view of priorities.
所以圣经里的故事就很好地告诉了我们在神的眼里这个优先级是怎么样的。
Well, that's the story that you just read about Mary and her sister Martha.
也就是我们刚刚读过的玛利亚和她姐姐马大的故事。
So this morning, I want us to try to see, can we learn the secret? What is it that Mary found?
所以我们看看我们今天能不能学习到这个玛利亚发现的这个秘密的事。
But Martha missed.
但是马大是错过的。
And that's so that we'll be able to prioritize our lives as God intends.
所以我们就可以给我们生活当中的事情开始，列先后顺序。
God does not want his children to live in anxiety and worry.
神不想让他的子女生活在这个焦虑的情况之下。
God wants you to know clearly how to get your priorities straight.
神想让我们清楚明白地知道我们应该怎么样优先考虑我们的事情。
So what is it that Mary found and Martha missed?
所以说玛利亚发现而马大没有发现的事情是什么呢？
Both sisters loved Jesus.
这个两姐妹都是十分爱主的。
So why does the Lord commend Mary?
所以这个主What?
Commend. Say good job, Mary.
所以说这个主耶稣为什么表扬了玛利亚呢？
Not Martha.
而没有表扬马大。
What's the difference between what these two sisters are doing?
这两姐妹所做的事情中间的区别在哪里呢？
Okay, this has to do with priorities.
这就是我们说的优先级。
I imagine what Martha is thinking.
所以我们来想一想马大在想什么。
So Jesus, he's our most honorable guest.
主耶稣是我们最尊贵的客人。
We must prepare for him a good meal.
我们一定得给他准备上一顿好饭。
Maybe somewhere to stay for the night.
给他准备一个地方让他过夜。
Water for washing.
给他准备水让他洗澡。
Martha was thinking, you know, the work I'm doing for Jesus, this is very important and urgent.
所以马大在想，我要为主耶稣所做的事情是很重要又是很紧急的。
You know, in the culture of her day, hospitality was considered very important.
所以在他们的那个时代，这个好客是 他们那些人是很看重好客这一点的。
Of course, they did not have the kind of things that we have today. That you know, unexpected guests is a big deal.
所以他们不像现在的我们，如果家里来了客人，我们认为没有什么大不了。
Martha can't just pop a frozen dinner in the microwave.
马大不能从拿一个速冻食物放到微波炉里。
And Jesus came with his disciples. It meant suddenly there were at least 13 guests to take care of.
而且主耶稣是和他的门徒一起，所以说也就是突然之间就来了至少13个客人。
There are probably others with them as well.
也有可能还有别人跟随他们一起来。
So it seems, you know, Martha becomes anxious about it.
所以马大就开始有点着急。
She wants to please, she wants to impress Jesus and her guests with her hospitality.
她就想让主耶稣和他的客人们喜悦。
But as she's working and facing many demands,
所以她就这个要做很多的工作，还想得到奖赏。
Her eyes move off of Jesus,
所以她的眼睛就从主耶稣身上移开。
And they fall on her sister,
所以就转到了她的妹妹身上。
And in Martha's opinion, Mary is just sitting there doing nothing.
说马大想的就是玛利亚就坐在那儿什么也不干。
I'm doing all the work.
我一个人在做所有的工作。
And Martha's heart attitude about serving Jesus, it begins to sour.
所以这个马大要侍奉主的心就开始变得有一点苦涩。
And so, what about Sister Mary?
那这个玛利亚又是怎么样的呢？
What is it that Mary is thinking is the most important?
在玛利亚的心中，什么是最重要的呢？
What's her priority?
她优先考虑的事情是什么呢？
Well, Mary's actually going very much against the cultural tradition of her day.
所以玛利亚当时所做的事情是和他们的传统所相悖的。
Women are not allowed to sit at the feet of rabbis.
这个女人是不允许坐在拉比的脚前。
That's just for the men.
只有男人可以这样。
Now women might be allowed to sit some distance away in some special section.
女人可能会被允许坐在离得远一点的地方，或者坐在一个特殊的地方。
But to sit right up close, right at the Lord's feet, is what the text says.
所以说，就坐在主耶稣的脚前，也就是圣经当中这么说的。
That is radical in her day.
在那个时候是很过分的。
And here's what Mary's thinking.
所以这里就是玛利亚所想的。
What a privilege I have! I can sit and listen now to Jesus.
我是如何有这样一个好的机会，可以坐在主耶稣的脚前来听他讲话
？I can learn truth about life and death.
我可以学习到关于生命和死亡的真理。
Learn about righteousness and iniquity.
可以学习公义和邪恶。
Learn about all the glories of heaven.
可以学到天家的荣耀。
I need to hear everything he's teaching.
我想听到他所教导的每一句话。
I want to know more about him.
我想更加认识他。
So clearly, Mary is thinking, you know, being with Jesus, that's the priority.
所以玛利亚想的就是和主耶稣在一起，这是最重要的事情。
Learning God's word, that's.The most important thing right now.
学习神的话是在那个时候对他来说是最重要的。
And Mary's eyes don't wander off of Jesus.
玛利亚的眼睛也没有从耶稣身上移开。
Her heart and her mind are fixed on Jesus.
她的心思意念都在主耶稣身上。
She's not distracted by anything.
她没有被任何的事情分心。
She's not even thinking about Martha.
也连马大她都没考虑。
Now Martha is serving Christ.
马大在侍奉主耶稣。
And so was Mary, really.
玛利亚也是一样。
And Martha meant to honor Christ.
马大想要荣耀主。
And so did Mary.
玛利亚也是一样。
So, what's the problem?
所以问题出在哪里呢？
Well, the problem, Martha cannot do all the work that she thinks is so important by herself.
所以问题就是马大觉得这些他所要做的工作他一个人是完成不了的。
She begins to become irritated and upset.
他就开始有点着急生气。
And not only with Mary,
不只是对玛利亚
but also with Jesus.
并且也是对主耶稣。
And she loses her joy.
他就失去了他的喜乐。
Serving has become an irritating burden.
这个侍奉就成了他的一个重担。
And so Martha, she finally loses her cool.
所以他就失去了耐心。
And she assertively confronts Jesus.
他就自作主张的来到主耶稣面前。
She scolds him for not caring.
他就责怪主耶稣不在乎他。
And she tells him, command her sister to help her.
他让主耶稣来吩咐玛利亚来帮助他。
Can you imagine that?
你能想象吗?
Here's Martha is literally telling God what to do.
马大正在告诉神应该做什么。
And then, before we laugh at Martha,
在我们笑话马大之前,
have you ever felt like that?
你有没有过这样的感觉?
Have you ever wanted to tell God what to do and how to do it?
有没有曾经告诉神要做什么,应该怎么做?
Have you ever stressed out and deteriorated into frustration?
有没有过承受压力,灰心失望的时候?
And even become angry with both God and your brothers and sisters.
然后就开始对神和自己的弟兄姐妹生气。
If that happens, that should be a warning sign, a major warning sign.
如果这样的事情发生过，这是一个警告的信号。
You're no longer serving in the strength of the Holy Spirit.
你就没有再靠着圣灵的力量服侍。
The Word of God says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength."
神的话告诉我们，靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
So Martha did not have her priorities straight.
所以马大没有搞清楚 他要优先做的事情。
And Jesus says, Martha, Martha.
主耶稣就说马大马大。
But few things are needed, indeed, only one.
你为许多的事情思虑烦扰，但不可少的只有一件。
And Mary has chosen what is better.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
So what was the one thing that Mary chose?
所以玛利亚选择的上好的福分是什么呢？
Well, she chose to sit at Jesus' feet.
玛利亚选择了坐在主耶稣的脚前。
She could enjoy his presence, gain nourishment for her soul.
她又能享受主耶稣的同在，能够灵里得到喂养。
So this was, and it still is, it's the most important priority for all of us.
所以这过去是，现在也是我们每个人应该最先考虑的事情。
Without the joy and the love from understanding God's word,
我们没有明白神话语的要给我们的喜乐和爱心的话，
our service begins to come from our own flesh.
我们的服事就成了靠着我们的血气。
And it will bring bitterness.
就会使我们心生怨恨。
That will affect others around us.
就会影响我们身边的人。
But Jesus would be better pleased with just a drop of sincere love.
所以主耶稣宁可要一滴水那么多的真诚的爱心。
And with an ocean of showy service.
也不要有海洋那么多的看起来好看的一些服饰。
Now there are times, of course, when we need to be doing active service.
但是我们有的时候也确实需要积极的来服饰。
Many places in the Bible command us to do that.
圣经中很多地方也吩咐我们要这样做。
But the emphasis of the Bible, it's not about what you can do for Jesus.
但是圣经中所强调的不是说你可以为主耶稣做什么。
It's about what Jesus has done for you.
而是主耶稣为你做的什么。
So when we do serve,
所以我们在侍奉的时候，
it needs to come from this leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要有圣灵在我们里面的带领。
Now I'm going to show you two very short video clips which will explain this.
我要给大家看两个很短的视频，然后我要来解释一下。
This is now my second point.
这就是我要说的第二点。
Yeah, whose strength am I depending on?
我依靠谁的力量呢？
Mine or God?
是我自己还是神呢？
And how do I tell the difference?
那我又怎么知道这个区别呢？
So the first video, this is the Daytona 500.
所以这个第一个视频是 Daytona 500的这个赛车比赛。
It's just 10 seconds.
只有十秒钟。
So for those who may not know, the Daytona 500, it's an automobile race.
这个 Daytona 500是一个赛车比赛。
And just before that race begins, the cars do what's called just a lap, one lap around the track.
就是在比赛开始的时候，这些车都要在这个赛道上先跑一圈。
And they follow what's called the pace car.
他们要跟着一个引导车。
Pace car is not actually in the race.
这个引导车是不参加比赛。
But it leads them around all the way around the track.
但是要带着这些赛车在这个赛道上跑一圈。
And then it gets out of the way.
然后它就闪到一边。
So take a look and ask yourself this question.
所以大家看的时候问自己这样一个问题。
Is this a good picture of the way that believers follow after the Holy Spirit?
这是不是我们信徒应该跟随圣灵的正确的方式呢？
Go.
来。
There they go. All together. The pace car you can't see is actually right here.
所以这个引导车是在这里，大家看不见。
All following after the pace car.
所有的车都跟着这个引导车。
You got it? You want to see it again? Do it one more time.
大家还想再看一遍吗？
Here we come. Ready. Good.
好。
Okay. Now the second clip is of a locomotive pulling many railroad cars.
第二个视频我要看的是一个火车头带着车拉着车厢跑。
Again, it's very short, 30 seconds.
也很短，大概有三十秒。
So take a look at this. Ask yourself the same question.
所以大家看的时候也问自己同样的问题。
Is this a good illustration of the way believers are led by the Holy Spirit?
这个是不是很好的说明了信徒跟随圣灵带领？
Each car is us.
每一个车厢就是我们。
So there's a couple of things I want to point out about these two images.
所以关于这两个视频，我想指出几点。
There's a big difference, right, between the race cars following after the pace car.
在这个赛车跟随引导车。
And the trains following after the locomotive.
和车厢被火车头拉着跑。
Each race car following the pace car has its own engine.
这个每一个跟随引导车的赛车都有他们自己的发动机。
Ready to go.
已经准备好要比赛，跑得很快。
Faster than the other guys.
要跑得比别人都快。
On the contrary, the locomotive engine.
相比之下，这个火车的车厢。
So none of the railroad cars, that are following have any power of their own.
这个被拉着的这些车厢自己没有任何一个有自己的发动机或者有自己的动力。
If the railroad cars are not attached to the engine,
如果这些车厢没有和这个发动机连在一起的话
，they can do nothing.
他们就什么也不能做。
So the Holy Spirit of God, He is not a leader like the pace car in the Daytona 500.
所以说，神的圣灵不是像赛车比赛当中的这个引导车这样。
He is a leader like the locomotive train.
而是像一个火车头。
We do not follow in our own strength.
我们不是靠着我们自己的能力来跟随。
We're led by His power.
我们让圣灵。
I don't know if you noticed the locomotive there actually had three engines.
这个我不知道大家知不知道，这个火车头有三个发动机。
There's a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
就是圣父、圣子和圣灵。
And they're all working together as one.
他们就合为一体，一起工作。
With their enormous power, see, they're the one who's pulling the whole rest of the train.
因为他们有大的无穷的力量，他们可以拉动剩下的所有的车厢。
So in this example, the railroad cars represent us.
所以说，在这个视频当中，这些火车厢就表示了我们这些信主的人。
And because we're attached securely to the engine,
因为我们很安全地和这个发动机连在一起。
We're all moving forward together toward the destination.
所以我们就一起向前走，走到我们的最后的目标，也就是天国。
Not by your own efforts,
不是靠我们自己的努力。
Only because we're connected to the train's engine.
只是因为我们和火车的发动机相连。
Well, I think this is the biblical picture of being led by the Spirit.
我觉得这就是圣经当中所描述的顺从圣灵的带领。
Remember, Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing."
还记得主耶稣说，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
So the good news of the gospel, if you're a believer.
所以圣这个福音就告诉我们，如果你是信主的人
you know, ，God has attached Himself to you.
神就已经把他和你连在一起。
So this is really good news.
这是一个非常好的消息。
It means that it is not a matter of you or I, you know, doing our best to try to hold on to Jesus.
这也就是告诉我们，不是说你或者我们努力地抓住耶稣。
Jesus has a firm grip on us. He's not going to let go.
而是主耶稣紧紧抓住我们，并且不会放手。
He's going to take us all the way safely to the destination.
主耶稣要把我们一路平安地带回天家。
In spite of our inconsistent devotion to Him,
尽管我们有的时候对主耶稣不专心。
He is infallibly devoted to you.
但是主耶稣却不会出差错的对我们专心。
So this means God's love for me.
所以说神对我们的爱。
His approval and his commitment to me.
他给我们的应许。
It does not depend on my doing for him.
不是靠我为他做什么。
Or my performance.
或者是我怎么样表现。
Even my transformation process.
甚至不是看我的改变。
Right, it's based solely on Jesus' substitution.
完全是靠主耶稣代替了我们。
His work on your behalf.
是主耶稣为我们所做成的工作。
His faithfulness.
而是主耶稣的信实。
Okay, it's not our work for God.
不是说我们为神做什么。
But rather it's God's work for us.
而是神为我们所做的。
That's what has fully and finally set things right between God and sinners.
就是神为我们所做的才最后完全能最终的使我们和神的关系恢复正常。
And the Jews asked Jesus,
这个犹太人就问主耶稣,
What must we do to do the works of God?
我们当行什么才算做神的功呢?
Jesus said, the work of God is this.
耶稣回答说,
Believe in the one he has sent.
信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。
So believing, trusting in the person of Jesus.
所以说我们要相信，要信靠主耶稣。
When you're trusting in the work that he has finished for you,
我们信靠主耶稣所为我们成就的。
This changes everything.
一切就会改变。
And every thought,
我们每一个想法。
Every attitude of our hearts,
我们心里的态度。
Everything that we think and say and do,
我们所想，我们所说所做的事。
Is affected by our relationship. With Jesus.
都会被我们和基督的关系所影响。
Okay, I know that's not a perfect illustration.
我知道这不是一个很完美的解释。
But in some ways, I think the train image, I think it's a good picture of salvation.
我觉得这个火车是一个很好的能讲述救恩的图画。
It's not about what any of us can do for God.
不是说我们当中任何人可以为神做什么。
It's about what he has done and is still doing for us every day.
而是说神为我们所做的，并且神到现在每天还在为我们所做的。
So God is the sole driving force moving us all forward.
所以说只有神是唯一的牵引力，使我们向前。
Toward holiness.
使我们成圣。
And it's not so much about our trying harder or doing more for God.
不是说我们来更加努力或者为神做更多的事。
It's really more about, you know, God giving us His Holy Spirit.
而是说神把他的圣灵赐给我们。
He's working in us to change our hearts along the way.
他在我们里面做工来改变我们。
So when we know that God is sovereign,
所以我们知道神是掌主权的神。
God's totally in control. He's all powerful.
神掌管万有，他有一切的权。
You can stop worrying.
可以不再担心。
Take a deep breath.
做个深呼吸。
Have confidence that we're going to be not merely okay, but truly blessed.
而且我们要有信心，我们不只是可以没问题，而且我们会真正得到神的祝福。
The main thing he wants you to do as his follower.
神，我们作为神的跟随者，神想要我们做的事。
Put all your trust in him.
是把我们所有的信心都放在他身上。
Believe he has the ability to accomplish his good purpose.
让我们能够相信他有能力来完成他的美好的旨意。
Our tendency is that we want to be like the race cars.
我们经常有一种感觉，就是我们想像那些赛车一样。
But I want you to understand, Jesus is not really looking for co-workers.
我要大家知道，主耶稣不是来寻找同工。
He's looking for followers.
他是来寻找跟随他的人。
There's a big difference.
这当中有很大的区别。
See, if we believe that righteousness can be attained through hard work and discipline,
我们如果认为这个我们努力的做工，并且一些规矩可以帮助我们保持公义的话，
then that way of thinking about Christianity, it will always lead to disapproval of other people.
我们对基督信仰的这种想法就会使我们开始不喜欢别人。
Like the way that Martha came to feel about her sister Mary.
就像马大对玛利亚的感觉。
They're either not doing enough.
觉得他们做得不够。
They're not diligent enough.
觉得他们不够努力。
They don't do things the way I want to do them.
他们没有按照我想让他们做的方法来做事。
Okay, God's not looking for strong, capable people who can serve him.
神不是来寻找强有能力的人来为他做事。
He's not served by human hands as though he needed anything.
也不用人服侍，好像缺少什么。
Since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything.
自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
He is looking for people of humble and contrite spirit.
他是来寻找谦卑并且愿意悔改的人。
Who recognize what God has done for sinners through the cross of Christ.
因为那些人知道神借着基督的十字架为罪人所成就的。
Okay, I'm on my third point now.
我现在来讲第三点。
I want to give an example of someone who thought he was strong and capable of serving Jesus.
要给大家举一个例子，就是有一个人，他觉得他很强壮，也很有能力，能够来为主耶稣做事。
So you remember there's a story, Jesus, he goes alone to pray in the garden in Gethsemane.
大家还记得主耶稣一个人去到克西马尼园祷告的时候。
This is just shortly before he's going to be arrested.
也就是他在被捕之前不长时间。
And Jesus tells all of his disciples, including Peter.
主耶稣就告诉他的所有门徒，包括彼得。
Pray that you will not fall into temptation.
你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Jesus tells them to pray.
主耶稣告诉他们要祷告。
And what is it that the disciples do?
这些门徒们在做什么呢？
Yeah. Three times he comes back to check on them.
主耶稣回来三次来看他们。
Are they praying?
他们在祷告吗？
No.
没有。
They're sleeping.
他们在睡觉。
And then the soldiers come to arrest Jesus.
然后这个罗马士兵就来抓主耶稣。
And the disciple Peter thinks he needs to do something to help.
所以这个使徒彼得就认为主耶稣需要他的帮助。
Now does Jesus need Peter's help?
耶稣需要彼得的帮助吗？
No.Jesus told Peter, and he told all the disciples repeatedly what he came to Jerusalem to do.
主耶稣重复地告诉这些使徒和所有的人，他来耶路撒冷要干什么。
He came to die and to rise from the dead.
他来是要死，并且从死里复活。
Now Peter and all the disciples, they don't really understand that.
这个彼得和其他的门徒并不是很明白这一点。
They've got their own ideas on how to handle things.
他们有他们自己解决问题的办法。
They want Jesus to become the king of Israel and kick out the Romans.
他们想让主耶稣做王，并且把罗马人赶出去。
And even Jesus' repeated words to them doesn't change their mind on this.
尽管主耶稣一遍一遍地告诉他们，但是也没有改变他们的心。
So when the soldiers come to arrest Jesus,
所以当罗马士兵来抓主耶稣的时候，
and the disciples suddenly realize what's happening,
这些使徒们就意识到了发生了什么事情。
Peter and some of the others, they ask Jesus a very urgent question.
所以彼得就和其他的门徒很迅速地问主耶稣一个问题。
Lord, should we strike with our swords?
主啊，我们拿刀砍可以不可以？
Now this is a remarkable question.
这是一个很重要的问题。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗？
Now they've been with Jesus every day for 3 years.
他们每天和主耶稣生活在一起，生活了三年。
They've been eyewitnesses to all the miracles that Jesus has done.
他们亲眼见证了主耶稣所成就的各样的神迹。
You can just think of what some of those are.
你可以想象那些神迹都有什么。
Now could they now really think, Jesus needs our help?
然后他们还在想主耶稣是不是需要他们的帮助？
And then without receiving any reply from Jesus,
他们没从主耶稣得到任何的回答。
Peter takes his sword, he strikes the servant of the high priest, and he cuts his right ear off.
这个彼得就拿起刀来就砍，把大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉了他的右耳。
See, Peter's thinking he's strong and he's capable of helping Jesus, serving Jesus.
彼得就认为他自己是强有能力的，他可以来帮助主耶稣。
And we might like to think, you know, we would never be so impulsive to do something like that.
我们可能从来没有这么积极地做过什么事情。
To take action without first hearing back clearly from God.
我们还没有听寻求一下神的意见，我们自己就行动了。
We would never do that, would we?
我们永远不应该这样做，对吗？
Would we?
我们应该吗？
And Jesus commands Peter, put down the sword.
主耶稣就让彼得把刀放下。
He says to Peter, don't you realize?
他就对彼得说，你难道不知道吗？
Don't you realize, Peter, I'm able right now, I could call on my father. 12 companies, if I want them, of fighting angels would be here to do battle.
你难道不知道我就可以求父现在为我差遣12营多的天使来吗？
Peter,
彼
Don't you know who I am?
你难道不知道我是谁吗？
Do you think I need your help here?
你认为我需要你的帮助吗？
But Jesus says, listen, if I did that, if I called the fighting angels to help me,
主耶稣说，若是这样，经上所说，
how would the scriptures come true that say this is the way it has to be done?
事情必须如此的话，怎么应验呢？
So here's the point I'm trying to make.
所以我想说的是这样。
God's not looking for strong, capable people to serve him.
神不是需要强有能力的人来服侍他。
Jesus says the Son of Man did not come to be served.
主耶稣说正如人子来不是要受人的服侍。
But to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
乃是要服侍人并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
The scriptures put the emphasis on God's giving to us as we serve others.
这段经文就强调神要给我们然后我们去侍奉人。
Jesus is saying to Peter.
主耶稣对彼得说
Peter, I know exactly what I'm doing here.
彼得，我知道我在这干什么。
It might not look like it to you.
可能你还看不出来。
I'm in complete control of this situation.
但是我完全掌控这个形势。
What you should do.
你应该做的是
trust and obey.
信靠顺服。
So this is a lesson. It was very difficult for the disciples to learn.
所以这个功课对那些门徒来说是很难学的。
This is a lesson that we all struggle with as well.
也是我们每个人都很挣扎的。
We do not really trust that God is sovereign, that He's in control.
我们并没有真正的相信神能够掌权。
If Jesus had wanted to stop the situation,
如果主耶稣想停止当时的情况的话，
He could stop at any time.
他任何时候都可以停止。
So why didn't Jesus want to stop His arrest and capture?
但是主耶稣为什么没有停下呢？
Because this was God's plan to redeem sinners.
因为这是神的计划，要赎罪人的罪。
Jesus volunteered to do this.
主耶稣是甘愿这样做。
The cross of Christ was God's plan from before the foundation of the world.
基督的十字架是在创世以前就有的神的计划。
And Peter didn't really like the plan.
但是彼得不太喜欢这个计划。
That's why he tried to fight for Jesus.
所以他要为主耶稣来打仗。
Now Jesus actually has to clean up Peter's mess.
所以主耶稣就要给彼得收场。
He has to pick up the bloody ear and he miraculously heals the man.
就把这个血淋淋砍掉的耳朵拿起来，然后又给他治愈了。
But Jesus did not need Peter's help.
但是主耶稣不需要彼得的帮助。
And Peter, all the disciples, and this includes all of us.
所以说彼得和所有的门徒包括我们。
We need Jesus' help.
我们需要耶稣的帮助。
So Jesus was doing something then and there in the garden.
所以主耶稣当时在克西马尼园所做的事情。
Later at Calvary.
和后来在各个他山上。
He was making atonement.For our sins,
他是为了要赎我们的罪
dying as our substitute,
替我们死。
God knows exactly what He's doing.
神知道他在做什么。
And God is still doing something now.
而且神现在还在做事。
And He's building His church,
他在建立他的教会。
Which will become His bride for all eternity.
教会就要成为神永远的心腹。
And it isn't so much that He needs your help to build.His church.
是神需要我们帮助他建立教会吗？
But he wants us to participate with him in what he is doing.
而是神想让我们来一起参与神所做的事情。
It's good for us.
对我们来说是一件好事。
It's good for us because it makes us depend upon him.
因为这就让我们能够仰赖他。
Church is work that we cannot do in our own strength.
教会不是我们靠着自己的能力就能做的。
Because it's really His work.
因为这是神的工作。
It's really His Spirit in us that does the work.
是神的灵在我们里面做。
So if you think this is too much God and too little us,
你觉得如果这个是怎么全是神又没有我们自己的事情？
Just hear what the Apostle Paul said.
我们听使徒保罗怎么说。
He said, "But whatever I am now, it is all becauseGod poured out such kindness and grace upon me.
使徒保罗说，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
Not without results.
并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的。
For I have worked harder than all the other apostles.
我比众使徒格外劳苦。
Yet actually, I wasn't doing it.
这原不是我。
But God working in me to bless me.
乃是神的恩与我们同在。
Okay, so here's the conclusion.
所以这就是我们的结论。
On point number one.
第一点,
if we lose our joy in serving and we start looking at brothers and sisters as being the problem,
如果我们失去了我们服事当中的喜乐，我们开始看着弟兄姐妹都成了问题。
Okay, that should be a warning sign operating in the flesh.
这就是给我们一个警告的信号。
First Peter says, whoever serves, let it be as one who serves by the strength that God supplies.
彼得前书说若有服事的人要按照神所赐的力量服事。
In order that in everything God may be glorified through Christ.
叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
And Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest.
主耶稣说凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Okay, Martha needed to take a break.
马大需要休息。
Let's be more like Mary.
让我们能够更像玛利亚。
Okay, be still.
我们能够仰赖神。
Get close to Jesus.
和神亲近。
Listen carefully to what he's saying.
仔细听神说的话。
Gain strength from him.
从神得力量。
Point two.
第二点。
As believers, we're all members of one body.
作为信徒，我们都是一个身体当中的肢体。
Okay, there's one gigantic train, and it is bound for heaven.
所以是一个大火车正在开向天国。
If we realize we're all of us totally dependent upon the Holy Spirit's mighty power.
如果我们每一个人都能够完全顺服圣灵的大能。
Okay, then our train can hum along happily.
我们的这个humble.
Hum along happily.
我们这个火车就能够高兴地往前跑。
Mile after mile.
英里英里地跑。
Point number three.
第三点。
The title of this sermon is Human Wisdom or God's Power.
我们今天讲到的题目是是人的智慧还是神的大能。
Okay, human wisdom does not compare with God's power.
人的智慧是不能跟神的大能相比。
Peter thought, attacking with the sword, that's the way to get Jesus to be the king.
彼得的想法是拿着刀去砍，这样就能使主耶稣来做王。
Jesus knew he had to lay down his life for our sins.
主耶稣知道他要为我们的罪舍命。
So God's ways are infinitely higher than our ways.
所以神的道路远远高过我们的道路。
God is sovereign.
神掌管万有。
We need only to trust and obey.
我们只需要信靠顺服。
Luke 11:28 says.
路加福音十一章二十八节说。
Blessed are those who hear the word of God.
听神之道而遵守的人视为有福。
And do it.
我们要这样做。
Amen.
Amen.